of Sachem Paratet, Mishnah Vav, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati, Shetmoris HaPezach Kreva, Shetmoris HaPezach Heine Kreva, Veimli Lefar, Rabbi Yeshua said, I have heard from my Rabbi, that there are some Tmura of a Korban Pesach that is brought as a Shlomim, and other Tmura of a Korban Pesach that is not brought as a Shlomim, instead, you wait until it has a Mom, and then you sell it, and the proceeds are used to buy a Korban Shlomim, instead of using the animal itself for a Korban Shlomim. Now, I don't know how to explain which tmuros would be brought as a shlamim and which tmuros of a korban pesach would not be brought as a shlamim, and instead it would be sold and the proceeds would be used to buy a korban shlamim. Now, the tmura of a korban pesach is that when somebody has a korban and he takes off an animal that's not a korban and he says zu tmura zu, that the kedusha of the animal that is a korban should be transferred to the animal that's not a korban, the halacha is that both animals will now have kedusha. So somebody who makes a tmura of a korban pesach, that tmura would sometimes be brought as a shlamim. And the din is that a korban pesach that is not brought on the 14th day of Nisan, it would be brought after that, but not as a korban pesach. Instead, it would be brought as a shlamim. So just like the pesach itself would be brought as a shlamim, so too the tmura of the korban pesach would be brought as a shlamim, while other tmuras of a korban pesach would not be brought as a shlamim. Instead, you would wait until it has a mum, and the proceeds from the sale of the animal would be used to buy a korban shlamim. However, Rabbi Yeshua does not know how to differentiate which tmuras would be brought to the shlamim and which tmuras would be sold, and the proceeds would be used to buy a shlamim. Amar Rabbi Akiva Aniyapar, Rabbi Akiva said, I can explain the difference between the two types of tmuras of a korban pesach. HaPesach shenimtza kodem shchitas haPesach yira achi yistoy v'yimacher. The yikach b'dama shlamim, b'chein tmurasa, a korban pesach that was found prior to the time of the shechita of the korban pesach. It was found prior to the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan. Then you would set it out to pasture until it had the mum, and after it had the mum, you would sell it, and you would use the proceeds to buy a korban shlamim. And the tmura that korban pesach would have the same din. Then you would wait until it has a mum and use the proceeds to buy a korban shlamim. Now we're talking about where you set aside an animal for a korban pesach. That animal got lost. So you took a different animal to be used for the korban pesach. And after you took a second animal to be used for the korban pesach, you found the first animal that you had lost. So now you have two animals that were both set aside for a korban pesach. Now if you find that first animal before the time of the shechita of the pesach, and you decided to use one or the other animal for your korban pesach, so the second animal that you're not using for your korban pesach is considered dachye b'yadayim. You pushed that off with your own hands, and you did not use it for the korban pesach since you decided to use the other animal for the korban pesach. So since you pushed it off with your own hands from being used as a korban pesach, the din is that you no longer can bring that animal itself as a korban shlamim. Instead, you would sell it after it had the mum and use the proceeds to buy a korban shlamim. And the tmura of that animal would have the same din as the tmura always had the same din as the korban itself. So the tmura also would not be brought as a shlamim. Instead, you would wait until it has a mum and use the proceeds to buy a korban shlamim. Achar shchitas haPesach karei shlamim v'chein tmurasa. But if you find the animal that you had lost after this month for the Shechitas Pesach, after you had already shechted the replacement animal for Korban Pesach, only then did you find the first animal that had been lost. In such a case, you did not push off that animal with your own hands. The reason why you did not use that animal for your Korban Pesach was because it was lost, not because you decided not to use it. So therefore, since you didn't push it off with your own hands, you could still bring the animal itself for a Korban Shlamim. And if you make a tmura of that animal, the tmura also would be brought as a korban shlamim, as the tmura always has the same din as the korban itself. Sachem Sachem Paratas Mishnah Zayin Hamafrish Nekeva Lepivka O Zachar Ben Station. Somebody who sets aside a female animal for his korban pesach, or he set aside a male animal that's 2 years old for his korban pesach, and either of these two animals could be used for a korban pesach. And the Torah says Zachar Ben Shana should use a male that's 1 year old for your korban pesach. However, since you set it aside for the korban pesach, it does have kedusha, and the halacha would be as follows: yira achi yistoy v'yimacher, v'yipu damav l'nedavah. You would put that animal out to pasture until it has a mum. Once it has a mum, you would sell it. And the proceeds of the sale would be used for olos nidava. They would be used for olos that are brought on the mizbeach, when the mizbeach is possible. When there are no korbanos being brought on the mizbeach, they would bring olos nidava on the mizbeach. What they would do is they would take the money from the sale and put it in the box in the azara that is labeled nidava, and the money in that box is to be used to buy olos that are brought on the mizbeach when no other korbanos are being brought on the mizbeach. Hamafrish pizcho v'meis. Somebody who set aside an animal for his korban pesach and subsequently passed away. So now this korban pesach has no balam. It has no owner. Lo yevieno b'no acharav l'shem pesach, ela l'shem shlom. His son that inherited the korban pesach from his father should not bring that korban pesach for a korban pesach. Instead, he should bring it for a korban shlom. And he cannot bring it for a korban pesach. This is a korban pesach without an owner. And even though the son inherited it from the father, what we're talking about was the son with a partner in a different korban pesach. So therefore, this animal that he inherited, he cannot bring it for a korban pesach. Instead, he should bring it for a korban shlomo.